And this is Peter. Thank you for listening today. We're talking about voice acting over the last couple of weeks or so, the next several weeks as well, and giving you all sorts of ideas, some hints and tips and background information as we continue our series of daily podcasts on everything from breathing and reading to inflection and projection and phonation and resonation and all about everything in between to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Non-verbal sounds in voice acting is what we're talking about at the moment. We're kind of following up on what we started talking about yesterday with voice acting mannerisms. And it kind of got me thinking about different things that you need to be doing when you're acting. On microphone. And as I say, I don't mean a straight drama where you're just trying to be another human being in a day-to-day situation. We're talking about animation, we're talking about cartoons, we're talking about anime, we're talking about gaming, where you're more likely to be a completely different character. You're larger than life. You may be an animal, you may be something inanimate, you could be a tree or a house, or something like that. How do you make the sounds, the human vocalization of, for example, as I've said before, an aeroplane, or a train, or a car, whatever it happens to be? Okay, so here's some more considerations that you may want to think about. What is the rest of your body doing when you're coming up with these voice acting sounds? I mean, the face, obviously. We've spoken quite a bit, haven't we, about the face and the different contortions and the different looks that your face is going to make to get into character for the different voices that you're going to have emanating from your mouth. But also think about your back. Your back? Yeah, and your arms physically become your character. How do they stand? How do they use their hands, if indeed they do have hands? How they hold their hands? Are their hands in their pockets? Are they standing upright? Do they have their chin jutted out? Or is it kind of tucked in and their head bowed down? Are they hunched over? Do they have shaky hands? All of these different considerations will help you inhabit the body for your character, out of which will come that character's voice. And also, your personality and colour will come from your addition of non-verbal sounds, all of them in your character's voice. From an eek to an ah, and a ha, and a hum, and a pff, and a tss, and a gasp, and a giggle, and a groan. All of these, which naturally reveal a little bit more about your character's, well, character, yeah? How do they go, or ah, or huh? Pff, tss. How do they gasp and giggle and groan? Try and work out all of those non-verbal sounds. Yeah, they're not actually words, but they're different sounds that come out of your character's mouth. They're the sounds that come out of your mouth in all sorts of different situations on a day-to-day basis, when you're surprised, when you're confused, when you're amazed, when you're shocked, when you're intrigued, when you find something humorous, when you find something painful. Yeah, and incidentally, at the end of an animation session, you may be asked to record elements for your character's kind of vocal library, like these, the laughs and the giggles, the sounds of disappointment, the sounds of agreement and surprise, the cries and the coughs, the emotions of exertion and so on, because these are really useful for a producer to have just the individual sounds to drop into the production as part of the overall mix. Tomorrow, more non-verbal sounds in voice acting as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Speak to you tomorrow.